A little note for this evening, after this ceremony, we will have a group photo with those candidates receiving the medal this evening, but then also, because of the time, there will be Compline, so there will not be Compline at 8:45, but rather shortly after the ceremony for you who want to attend. We will have the night prayer of the church, Sunday Compline, for this feast day. Also, I would like to thank all of those who have come and all of those who have prepared this ceremony. It is difficult on a Christmas season to come again to prepare even the scola and the servers, so I thank you for that. But again, the great desire to have this annual ceremony, so much so that the present chaplain is not able to be here, coming in from Alaska this evening, but rather the desire of Father McDonald to have this engagement ceremony today. God willing, we will see such an occasion during the few words to follow. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. This evening, on the feast of Saint Stephen, the first martyr, we want to try to enlighten in the souls of these young men who are going to approach the altar more closely, to see why there is an example for them posed by their great patron, Saint Stephen, the first martyr. We want to come into this year, this new year of this season, to understand the great beauty lying within this feast. But before we go into this, we want to recollect again the great obligations that these men will take today, or they will renew today, under this great patronage of Saint Stephen. All of the guild members oblige themselves under four rules, four different obligations that they want to uphold so to perfect their lives. This organization is one that will usher them into a greater spiritual life, something that will enable them to perfect themselves, to sanctify themselves more closely to God. These four rules are the following: to say a prayer each and every day of their lives, this guild prayer that they recite before Mass, but also, secondly, to recite the prayers before and after Mass, the ones that they serve. These prayers that you see them kneeling at the altar before and after Mass reciting is an obligation that they bound themselves to. Why? To receive the graces of those prayers. Prayers in line with the sacraments are two ways that God gives grace to us. Thirdly, it is to serve at the altar reverently, intelligently, and punctually. The way that these young men will remember those three things is that it forms the acronym IRIP. Requiescant in pace. Reverently for the R, intelligently for the I, punctually for the P. That is how they want to serve at the altar. God willing, they imitate that in their lives. And then lastly, it is to keep silence in the sacristy and reverence in the sanctuary. These two go hand in hand. Oftentimes we think the sacristy is just another place. Rather, it is a sanctuary annexed to the sanctuary. And that is why we want to be silent, to be respectful, and then, of course, at the altar itself, to be reverent, with the august action to take place at the Mass. That being said, let us also remember that this is a great occasion for all the members of the guild, but especially the ones taking the step today, because each and every feast of December 26th is an opportunity to gain an indulgence. For those being enrolled today, it is an opportunity to gain a plenary indulgence under the usual conditions, to be wiped free from each and every punishment due to sin, so that if they would die this evening in their sleep, they could go straight to heaven. What a great opportunity. How many of us let it pass for forgetting such great honors given to us. However, let us not let pass this occasion, this annual feast, to enlighten ourselves on this patron, St. Stephen the First Martyr. Why does he come directly after Christmas? Why is he today? Why does he not wait for another day of the year? There is something particular to all of these feast days directly after Christmas. There's an octave. There's a credo of the Mass. There's Sunday Compline. There is something key. We will find it in light of him being the first martyr, the proto-martyr, the one who is the first to shed his blood for our Lord Jesus Christ. Because of this great action of his, this fidelity to our Lord, he is able to be raised to the pedestal to be the first feast after Christmas, being the first martyr, being the first one to shed his blood. This is what we want to imitate, if nothing else. As he stained his body with his blood, the color red, and as these young men will understand as they were told before, red symbolizes bravery, courage, valor, honor. These are the qualities that we want to imitate. Having red from the vestments of the Mass, wearing red within their cassocks, this red must penetrate their soul, so that they can be brave, honorable, courageous, zealous for the love of God. There's no reason to come close to the altar to be enrolled in this guild if you don't want to perfect yourself, if you want to rise to a higher tier than other faithful. There is no point. It is established for your soul and consequently for the parish to find an imitation within these young men. And so as St. Stephen shed his blood firstly for our Lord, you want to be the first to be that example in the world, the first to step forth in the limelight of others, to give them the example of this fidelity to Christ. This fidelity is very difficult in the modern world, and that is why we try to shelter, to give you a great circumstance, an environment to foster, to flourish, and that is the church. That is the camaraderie amongst the other servers, trying to see who is going to serve next week, who is going to serve better than the other. A good camaraderie to be the best in the eyes of God. However, let us not forget the last words of St. Stephen reiterated in the epistle of today. When he was stoned to death, the stones drenched with his blood, he says to God, "Forgive these poor sinners." The zeal, the charity that infused from St. Stephen, he lets not go from his heart that charity for the others. And that is what these servers want to remember today, is that although you want to aspire to a great fidelity to God in a very special manner, you also want to have a charity for the others. That charity to aspire to virtue, so that the others can aspire as well, following your example. That is true charity. That is to love those around you, to love God, expressing it to others. And that is what we will ask for today in the Mass, for this zeal expressed in red, not only now, but to carry it, to be ushered into the new year 2012 with this fidelity. And as we hear in the great words of the spiritual author, Father Gabriel, the Carmelite, in this divine intimacy, today, if you go to that chapter on December 26th, you find at the end of the colloquy, "Dear Lord, give me the faith to love this fire of charity." And he's expressing the charity which we have received through the grace of Christmas. And we will give an analogous statement to the fire of charity received on this feast of Saint Stephen, for the servers, the feast of this great enrollment in the guild. Let me love it, let me believe in it, and today let me ask for the grace to put it into action. So let us now, as we go into the great credo of the Mass, to begin this enrollment ceremony, let us profess our faith, firstly in our Lord Jesus Christ, secondly in the great rules of this guild that are going to enable you to aspire to a higher sanctity. And through that, through a great faith in the promises of God, that He will grant you a spot in heaven if you are faithful to these rules. With this, let us be ushered into the great feast of today, and let us not forget Our Lady, whose great hymn we heard at the beginning of Mass, Ama Redemptoris Mater, Hail, Mother of the Redeemer. She is today our mother, as always. She will protect your obligation. She will protect your fidelity. She will greatly usher you into your eternal charity. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.